such an indictment returned if the grand jury...
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Are we questioning, is this line of questioning along the grand jury
Senator, I think the line of questioning is...
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I might just, to give a fuller response, I believe this is in line with Mr. Dash's general explanation that what is before the Senate committee now is also relevant to the grand jury's recommendation. Why was no indictment proposed or issued?
Well, an indictment was not proposed, as I explained to Senator Kurtula, in the sense that my practice with investigative grand juries has not been to treat them like we do normal grand juries, where we have a case and we present it in 3 hours and we've got a proposed indictment and we believe this is the evidence that supports it, but to go no further than to present them with what we would consider to be a draft of an indictment, what an indictment might look like if that's what they want to consider, all right, and what possible statutes would be covered. That was presented to the grand jury, a draft indictment, and the record reflects that, and I don't know if members of the committee or the Senate had that available. I know that it was provided to counsel for the governor and counsel for the Senate at their request, a copy of that. As to the issue...
Mr. Chairman, I might just point out that I would like to see it. I've not seen it.
As to the issuance, Senator, it's my judgment simply based on what the grand jury expressed themselves, which is there in black and white in the transcript for you to review, that they made a determination that it was, for whatever reasons went into the deliberations, of more importance that the full, complete picture and story surrounding this entire incident be immediately released to the public than that it be pursued through the more traditional criminal justice process.
Grand jury states their belief that the governor's testimony reflects a lack of candor and respect for the law of this state. It is in large part for this reason that the grand jury desires a report to be transmitted to the Senate to initiate impeachment proceedings. Was the grand jury advised of the seriousness of what impeachment means, what it amounts to, of the impeachment history in the United States and other states, and specifically of the Constitutional Convention record as to what the intent was with respect to providing for impeachment?
Not an issue, yes, Senator. No. That was not an issue.
Mr. Chairman, I am finished. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. The Rules Committee, when we recess, will come back at 7 o'clock to hear further testimony. Committee recess.